AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Drama on Capitol Hill. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee is warning they will hold former White House lawyer Don McGahn in contempt if he defies a subpoena to appear before the committee this morning, and he is expected to do that.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler in a statement says President Trump continues to try to obstruct his committee's investigation in the follow-up of the Mueller report. Former White House counsel Don McGahn, at the direction of President Trump, will not testify before Nadler's committee. His lawyer, William Burke, in a letter to Nadler, writes his client is caught between two co-equal branches of government. Burke says Nadler should find a compromise with the White House. The chairman has threatened in the past to push to hold McGahn in contempt. Tim McGuire, Washington.
President Trump is promising to appeal a federal judge's decision that requires his financial records be surrendered to Congress.
U.S. District Judge Amit Mehta ruled Monday that President Donald Trump cannot block a congressional subpoena for financial records. Mehta said the House Oversight and Reform Committee has valid legislative purposes for its request. Leaving the White House Monday afternoon, Trump called the decision crazy and labeled Mehta an Obama-appointed judge. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The pigs are walking around in Mangum, Oklahoma, wondering what happened to their house. That's what an emergency official there says after tornadoes caused some damage in the southern plains states, but not the catastrophic problems that forecasters feared. No injuries reported. A Marine Corps jet crashed into the woods in North Carolina last night, but the pilot ejected from the aircraft and was taken to a hospital. No word on the pilot's condition yet. The jury is getting the case today of a Vermont man facing murder charges in the deaths of five teenagers after he drove the wrong way on an interstate. His lawyer says he was psychotic and delusional. This is AP Radio News. Chicago's got a new mayor, who's already making history.
I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Lori Lightfoot's swearing in featured two firsts.
Chicago's first black woman mayor and first openly gay mayor.
Lightfoot is facing some challenges. The biggest could be her plan to overhaul the Chicago Police Department.
People cannot and should not live in neighborhoods that resemble a war zone.
The new mayor says there is no higher calling than restoring safety and peace to Chicago neighborhoods.
Enough of the shootings, enough of the guns, enough of the violence.
The fiercest resistance to the mayor in Chicago will come from rank-and-file police officers and the union that represents them. I'm Ed Donahue.
Italy's airline Alitalia has canceled hundreds of flights because of a 24-hour strike called by a union to protest deteriorating conditions, among other things. Alitalia says it's had to cancel both domestic and international flights. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.